Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one in the lucky dip today comes from Claire, who says, why is it that even though I'm average height, 5'6", or about 168 centimetres, petite size tops fit me better? This is an interesting question because this actually relates more to your body proportions than anything else. So if you happen to have a very short upper body, then you might find petite sizes actually fit better because they are shorter through the body. If you have particularly short legs, even if you might be average height, then petite size pants might fit better. So if you find that you are always like finding that things are too long, either in the sleeves, in the body, in the leg lengths, try petites, even if you are not petite. And the same can be said for petites. Maybe a petite who has a particularly long body and short legs might find that regular top sizes fit better than petites, because petites are just reducing the whole proportions and you might just find for you that petites fits better. So that is the reason why you might find that, Claire. Next question comes from Anne, who says, I hate shopping. I can't find my favourite colours and I find that clothes off the rack fit poorly. Any tips? So a couple of things here. So favourite colours, colours come in and out of fashion. In fact, I've just done some things on the colours for 2022 and these are the fashion trend colours you are likely to see coming through. So just like anything in fashion, colours are in trends. And if your favourite colours are not in trend, you won't find them anywhere. I am really lucky that the colour of 2022, which they're calling Very Peri, which is a kind of blue-violet, a cool blue-violet, is the hot trend. And in fact, what's really interesting, that's been my main blog colour for the last probably 5 years. So obviously ahead of the trends here. But at the moment, I'm seeing none of it in stores. But probably what will start happening is somewhere next year, we will start to see that as a colour coming through. But there are always trend colours coming through, and this is based on what's on catwalks and things like that as well. So do be aware that there are trends. So your favourite colours may not be in trend. So when they are in trend, buy them. When they're not in trend, they're just not going to be around. But this is where, you know, like we can have some favourite colours and maybe they're hard to buy at some, you know, times. But also looking in, this is where having a colour analysis is so great, because you might find there's some other great colours you've never thought of that could be great that you might be able to find when the other colours that you love are not available. Why do the clothes off the rack fit so poorly? Well, this is because clothes are made to fit on the maximum number of bodies. This is in many ways, so they'll cut the armholes deep so we can get the maximum number of arms into it. We might, you know, find that there's various things in cut, makes it cheaper if we close, you know, sew straight lines and cut straight lines over curvy lines. So if you have a curvier body, if your figure, your body proportions are less balanced, so what the standard is, then of course clothes are going to be really hard to fit. And it was funny because I was actually talking to someone the other day who's saying, oh, can you take my husband shopping? We find it impossible to find pants that fit for him. And when I had a bit of a conversation and she was describing his body shape, I just said, you're just going to have to buy up the size and have the waist taken in. That's just how it is. I'm not going to be able to find anything better than you can if you've been going out shopping and finding all sorts of things. The reality is he's got a body shape that is not manufacturing standard, and so therefore everything will need to be altered, and that can be the same for you. And this is because we all have such unique bodies. So the more you have, you know, a bust that's outside the standard, or you're taller or more petite than standard, that you have like long arms or short arms, or you have something about your body that is not standard, the more you'll find that clothes don't fit and it's harder to fit. Now, the more stretch than clothes, the easier it is to fit. If something is designed to be a bit looser, it may fit better, may not flatter you, but it may fit on you. And so this is where alterations, learning to sew, finding a dressmaker are all other options if you find what is in the stores is not working for you, because we are all unique. I remember before I had my breast reduction, I was talking to a fashion designer, And I was always just going, it's impossible to get my boobs into anything. It's like really hard, really, really hard to find anything that fits me. And she said, oh, can you just, out of curiosity, send me the measurement from the top of your shoulder to under your bust? And then all the other measurements, she's going to make me a dress. And I sent them to her and she said, you know what's really interesting? She said, no wonder you can't find anything that fits, is that that measurement is 11 centimetres, which is about this long, longer than the standard for your size. And so when you're looking at this, is not just a little bit different, this is a lot different, that you go, no wonder I can't find anything. And it's not because there's anything wrong with me, it's just that clothing manufacturing is about mass manufacturing to get the maximum number of people into a garment. It's not about looking at you and your unique body. And so this is where we have to make alterations to make things work better. And I mean, if you talk to people who sew things, they will do a lot of things to tweak patterns and things for themselves to make the garment fit properly for them. So it could be something to think about. Last question today comes from Crystal, who says, how do I improve my style consistency? Because some days I look great and others I feel like a slob. And you know what struck me about when I read this question is that I look great, but then I feel like a slob other days. And so I think what we want to do is start thinking about what makes you feel like a slob. What is it about the clothes? So when you look at the clothes that make you look great, I want you to look in the mirror, look at the sorts of clothes, write down all the details about those clothes and those outfits. Is there some more structure in them? Is there certain sort of colours? Is there a certain sort of design details? Are you putting on accessories? What is it about those outfits where you say these are great? Then I want you to put on a slob outfit where you feel like a slob, and I want you to write down all the details about that outfit. So what is it about the structure, the fabric, the details, the accessories, all those sorts of things, and then compare the two. Because what you need to work out is what is your version of great and what is your version of slob. Because if you suddenly go, oh, you know, every time I feel like a slob, it's because I'm wearing sneakers, or it's because I'm wearing something that's oversized and it may be the current trend, but I don't feel good in it. Or it may be that my feeling great has more structure versus my slob is an unstructured look. So it could be, okay, well, if I want to feel great and I want to look great, then I need to have more structure. And you can start to look at what it is in your outfits that really works and start to look at, you know, how you can then replicate the feel great outfits. They don't have to be clones of that. But once you understand those elements that go into those feel great outfits, then you can do that. And then you know what creates a slob outfit for you. And you know what makes you feel kind of frumpy and not great. And then you can avoid wearing those sorts of outfits. So hopefully there's some little tips there to help you with your style so that you do look and feel great every single day. And thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.